This I believe. Thomas J. Corcoran is the mayor of Syracuse, New York. He started out as a printer's devil on the Syracuse Herald and worked his way up in this trade until he became president of the Typographical Union No. 55 and of the Syracuse Federation of Labor. Later, he started his own printing business, which three of his seven sons are looking after while he serves as mayor. This is what Mayor Tom Corcoran believes.
Let's call a spade a spade. That statement is the very essence of simplicity, yet it may be construed as a vital tenet if one looks at life the way I do. Indeed, it just about sums up what I believe in, for it bespeaks the importance of being honest, not only with the world at large, but also with oneself. Furthermore, it implies the need of facing up to facts, even when they are distasteful, of looking at the truth squarely, no matter how difficult this is to do, and of taking the attitude which leads one to do the right rather than the popular or politic thing. I've always believed in calling a spade a spade. I've always believed in taking what I felt was the honest and proper course, but it was not until I was elected mayor of Syracuse that I found my philosophy really put to the test. In the early days of my administration, I ascertained that our city should reinstate a sales tax, which had been abolished, if it was to remain financially progressive. It was not altogether impossible to get along without the tax. We could do this by eliminating vital services and cutting out new programs and projects. But if we were to move forward to keep our city advancing in the best traditions of progress, then we must have the tax. When I indicated that the tax should be authorized, I found myself a stormy petrel in a sea of antagonism and criticism. To heap vituperative comment at the mayor seemed the popular thing to do. Administration critics had not one, but a whole series of field days. The temptation to waver was strong, and then an unofficial poll seemed to provide me with a way out of my difficulties. Since few people will ever vote for a tax of any kind, the poll indicated strong public opposition to the sales levy. Now I could gracefully retreat from my stand and put an end to further criticism by simply claiming that I had a popular mandate to follow. And yet in my heart, I knew that my city would suffer without the tax. I knew in the long run, perhaps not until after my administration, the effects would be damaging. Thus, in the final analysis, I decided to follow my old policy of calling a spade a spade. True, I was castigated again, but in time, the tax was approved, and before long, there were developments which vindicated my stand. Being human, that vindication meant a great deal to me, and yet, had it not been forthcoming, I would not have cared too much, for I could always enjoy the great comfort of knowing that I had kept faith with the truth as I saw it. When all is said and done, I believe that a man should follow the dictates of his conscience, irrespective of the consequences involved. Faced with an issue or a problem, he must make his decision with intellectual honesty and spiritual conviction. This means that invariably he has to disregard the shallow benefits to be derived from playing to the grandstand. Time and again I have been tempted to conclude that the only reward to be gained from pursuing my philosophy of life is a veritable fusillade of criticism. But in the long run, nothing can compare with the genuine satisfaction of being able to live with oneself, because one has called his shots as he saw them and has acted accordingly. Let chips fall where they may.
They're the creed of Mayor Thomas J. Corcoran of Syracuse, New York. He conducts a weekly television program in which he talks personally and informally to the people of his city.